Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. My name is Rashid Salam. I'm your host for tonight and your engineer. And welcome to the Science of Health and You. Our show is designed to bring about an interactive lab where we will discuss our full array of self-care information to develop optimal health. We'll focus on the self-responsibility we all have to have about ourselves and understanding of who we are and what we are and how we function as human beings. It's so important that we understand that we are totally in control and responsible for our own selves. So we have on our show tonight our host, who would be Abdul Shaheed, and we'll have him come on in just a minute. I just want to do a little housekeeping rules here for most people who are on the line today, that we're going to be speaking for currently about 30 to 40 minutes, and the lines will be open up for you to answer questions. And the way to answer a question or make a comment, we ask that you push 1 on your phone, and we'll bring you on the line. And when you get off the phone, we ask that you put 1 to make sure you get back off the line so we can continue helping, attending to others who may come on the line today. We're not here to give advice. This is a disclaimer. We're not doctors. We're not professionals. We're here to provide you with a form of understanding of how to manage your own personal lives. We take a common sense approach to understanding who we are and what we are, how our bodies function, and the things that are necessary that we develop good health management skill sets inside our bodies and outside our bodies. So what we want to do tonight is open up in prayer for those of you who are Muslim and non-Muslims. We'll give it in Arabic, and then we'll also provide you with the English translation. On the English translation, since this is an interactive lab, I'm going to have my co-host provide the English after I give the Arabic. And we'll have him open up with the information from last week, and we'll have a wonderful show. So let nothing interfere with your ability to reason and proceed. We ask that you keep an open heart and open mind, because the information you hear tonight will be information you won't hear anyplace else. So, Bismillahi Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahmanir Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, Ihdinas Siratal Mustaqim, Siratal Ladhina An'amta Alayhim, Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim Waladdallin. So we have our host Abdul Shaheed give the English translation, and open up with last week's information, and also share with who you are and provide the radio listening audience with those particular things that our show consists of. Abdul?
Yes. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. We'd like to give the translation for Al-Fatiha. With Allah's name, God, merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. All praise are due to the Almighty God, merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. Amen.
Amen.
We'd like to give all the praise and the thanks to the Almighty for allowing us to be here with you all tonight, and for allowing you to be here with us. And it's very important of what we're going to be talking about tonight. We're talking about health. We're going to continue from last week, where we're going to focus in on a specific topic, vaccine necessary. We're going to talk all about the vaccine and the coronavirus. Believe it or not, we like to say that this show is based on science, the information that we share with you, not just any science. This is based on universal science, universal science. So the title of our program is The Science, Health, and You. The information that we share is to empower you to take advantage of your own information, your own knowledge, to be empowered to make the right decision, to take care of your own health. The Almighty has blessed each and every one of us with a body. Each and every one of us has a body, and it's our responsibility to know and learn how to take care of it, even though we do not come here with a manual in our hands for our mother and father to know what to do. No one came here with a manual to explain everything, just like you get a manual with your car to explain everything. What kind of oil to put in it? What kind of water to put in it? What kind of antifreeze to put in it? When to do your maintenance check? When to do your preventive maintenance check? All of those different things are stated in the manual. But who's taught us how the human being operate? We didn't come with a manual. But the universe have given us messages to how this manual work. And cytometry, the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cells, the living cells of the human being, has put together a life manual for us to go by. And these rules are rules to health, and they also are governed by the universal laws. They are governed by the laws of physics, all of the physics, because we live on a physical plane as well as a spiritual plane. So all these things are very, very important, and we'll be touching on all of these things because our health is impacted by the negative energy that we surround ourselves by, the negative energy in the food, in the beverages, in the water that we drink, and in the people that we hang out with. There's negative energy there. So always remember, it is negative energy displacing positive energy in our body that produces symptoms and disease. And it's also the reverse. It is the positive energy displacing negative energy in our body that produces health and well-being. So when our body is out of the rhythm of the universe, then we will have symptoms and disease. When we get back in tune with the rhythm of the universe, we have our health back again. So there are universal laws that govern what we're talking about, and we want to share those things with us. So this is basically what we'll be talking about. Health is all about taking care of the needs of ourselves, not neglecting them, not neglecting the needs of ourselves. If you treat the symptom and do not go to the root cause or the product that produced the disease and that produced the symptom, you will be ignoring and neglecting your cells. Our body put together with 75 to 100 trillion cells. And our body also sits on 11 systems. 11 systems. We're going to be talking about these systems. We're going to be talking about the human body from head to toe. The human being consists of two components. And we're going to be talking about both components because they all have something to do with our health. Those components are the one that you can see and the one that you cannot see. And the most powerful one will be the one that you cannot see. The personality that you cannot see will be the most powerful one. That is the one that makes all of the decision. So our decision makers is what gets us in trouble. All the time, it's going to be a decision that we've made. That's what life is all about. The life is all about making decisions. So we welcome you to this new episode, to this new program, The Science, Health, and You. What is health all about and how that impacts our own life. So that it is the decision that we make every single day that will reward us or punish us as far as our health is concerned. So we hope to share the relationship with those things. So and tonight we'll be talking about the coronavirus and the vaccine. So Brother Rashid, I've shared some information. So you let me know when we get ready to get started on the topic.
Okay, well, you know, I'm ready. I have my pen and paper ready to go. And I hope those who are on the line have their pen and paper. I always say that anytime we have conversed or come together, we should always have pen and paper ready to go because this is a lab. It's an interactive lab for you to participate. And I know some of the things that you're going to hear tonight are going to trigger thought processes. We want you to write those questions down and prepare yourself to answer those questions or get those questions answered by asking intelligent questions pertaining to yourself. You know, I just want to say it's just so important, Abdul, that we understand that we walk around with this thing every day of the week called the human anatomy, this body yes. that we possess, and we don't have a clue on how it works and how it functions. So how do we intend to share with our children? How do we begin to educate our family members about their body when you don't have an understanding of how your body works yourself. So this is a program that's designed to provide you with those tools, those resources, that education, that information, so you won't be misinformed and someone can tell you something about yourself that you don't already know or something that you should know about yourself. And this is how, I think it's how we get ourselves in trouble. So with that, I think we begin the show to right now to discuss those particulars, those things that make up our system and why we are in the shape that we're in overall. It's a horrible time in America when it comes to health. So the goals and objectives that we have tonight and in the future is to provide you with the science of health and how it applies to you. So with that, my good brother, Kager, you still flow with yours.
Thank you very much, Brother Rashid. Well, all we like to define health, and health is a reward, brothers and sisters. Health is a reward. If we do not have a clear-cut definition of health, how are we going to be able to achieve optimal health? So health is a reward. Where is this reward coming from? This reward is coming from ourselves. Matter of fact, when the human being makes decisions that agree with what the cells need, the cell will reward him with good health. That means, in essence, our mind must agree or must be in alignment with what our cells need. So what do our cells need? There's five food groups. And anytime we get a disease, there's only three ways to get a disease, Brother Rashid, only three ways to get a disease. Through consumption of the food and beverages and water, through exposure to man-made chemical, natural chemical, and accident. Those are the only three ways that we get a disease. So if we cover all of those bases, then we can prevent most diseases. We can prevent them. We have a disease that was a product that produced the disease. It's just not haphazard. So what we're saying is that no disease is a mystery. You trace it down to the product. You trace it down to the root. This is what symptometry is. It is root cause therapeutics. Every cause has an effect. And that's what we're looking for. What caused the problem with the person? So these are the kind of things that we're going to focus in on. So there are many different things that produce disease. And we should know about them. So let's just share a few things that produce disease. And as we go and talk about these things, just reflect in your mind about how that might have related to you and your family or to a friend or a relative. So here are some products that produce diseases in us. Whenever we are giving the cell something that they do not need, then they're going to respond in a certain way. If we give them what they need, then they'll be in their complete orbit. They'll be in their natural environment. They would do what the Almighty has created them to do. And their job is to keep us healthy. In order for them to keep us healthy, we got to give them what they need, not what we need. We might want to eat something else, but if they need certain nutrients, that's what we have to give the cells. And we're going to explain more about how that operates and how to reverse diseases, because that's very important. So our cells must have nutrients, must have water, and other resources. Nutrients is one thing, resources is something else. So what's an example of a resource that our cells need? Our cells need thermal energy, heat, not cold. Thermal energy. Our cells need electrical energy. Our cells need atomic energy, nuclear energy. All the different energy that comes from the cell. The cell has to be able to make use of them from the food that we're eating. So that's five food groups: starch, sugar, fats, or protein. We have to eat combination of all of those different foods. And our cells love to have the food that's right in the middle. Not too much starch, not heavy starch, but light starch, not incomplete starch. And when it comes to protein, the same thing. Not heavy protein, light protein, and complete protein. When it comes to sugar, not processed sugar, not heavy sugars, not sweeteners. When it comes to the fats and the oil, the same thing. Not saturated fat, unsaturated fat. And cooked with polyunsaturated oil. All of those different examples of the five food groups are very, very important. This is where our cell get most of its nourishment from. Most of its nutrient. Why do our cells need nutrient? So it can burn the carbon. Carbon is common to all of the five food groups. The carbon would be the fuel for our cells. Everything has to be broken down. And when things cannot be broken down, then that's when we have problems. What breaks things down in our body? Enzyme breaks things down in our body. Enzyme. And our cell must do what? They must divide. They must be able to divide. If our cell cannot divide, that will be a problem. They will not be able to produce body essential and brain essential to keep us healthy. They will not be able to produce hormone to keep us healthy. They will not be able to produce neurotransmitter, neurochemicals, and produce neurons to keep us healthy. So our cell must divide. Anything that prevents our cell from dividing, it will be a problem for us. So products that produce diseases. Number one, poison. Why would poison, you think, would prevent, would cause us to produce a disease and prevent us from being healthy? Poison has energy in it, negative energy. It creates stasis, stagnation in blood, create a drag, like something is holding our cells back. They can't do what they need to do. They denature enzymes, make them completely worthless. And most enzymes are catalysts that jumpstart a biochemical reaction in us. If they're worthless, they won't be able to work for us. So poison. The next thing on our list is vaccine. How would vaccine compromise a person? Because based on what's in the vaccine, there are different adjuvants in the vaccine. There's preservative in the vaccine. And these preservatives could be metal, some heavy metal like mercury, aluminum, and other metals, because the vaccine surely has to be preserved. If it's not preserved, the same virus that they're trying to prevent from attacking you will be in the vaccine, because the virus is everywhere. They're everywhere. We have venom, carcinogen, concretion. What's concretion? Concretion are those particles that are left behind when we try to break down food, beverage, and water. So something's going to always be left behind. When our cell produce energy, something always going to be left behind. Some food will have more concretion than others. This is why we have to use scientific eating. Scientometers have established scientific eating and scientific living on this planet in order to stay healthy. Otherwise, we'll be sick because it is the food most of the time that we'll be getting sick from. It is the food, brother and sister. It's always the food. That's the first thing you want to look at. If you come down with a disease or a sickness, the first thing you want to analyze is what food that you eat. Start there. And most of the time, you will find the culprit. Extreme heat, extreme cold. These things will produce diseases. Too much salt, not enough salt. Using the wrong salt. There's a lot we can say about salt, so we'll be sharing more information on our program about salt. Too much calcium, too much potassium, and other nutrients. All these things make people sick. Inadequate calcium, inadequate potassium, and other elements. Not having enough. It has to be the right amount at the right timing. All these things are important. And the right frequency. Stress and negative energy from negative emotion will make a person sick. Solar radiation, man-made radiation, extreme pH. People want to drink water, extreme pH when it's not necessary. Too much electricity, inadequate electricity, Toxins are microbes. What are microbes? Microbes are those things that we cannot see with our own eyes. Virus is a microbe. A bacteria is a microbe. Worms are microbes. The worms that we cannot see. Yeast, fungus, mold, these are microbes. And they live everywhere, even inside of us. And when they're inside of us, we have to keep their number under control. They are in charge, believe it or not. So we have to know about them, and we have to keep our body in balance. Toxins from plant alkaloids. What are alkaloids? Alkaloids is what plants produce that are a defense mechanism. And they are heat resistant. They are water resistant. They are frost resistant. They have all these resistant. It's very difficult to do anything with them. These are plant alkaloids. If you try to cook them, they can still compromise your cells and compromise your health. They're called plant alkaloids. They're in plants. They're in herbs. Herbs are plants. So this is why we have to choose our food scientifically, because certain plants have alkaloids, and we'll be naming and talking about a few of them. Plants also have plant diseases. They have plant diseases. So we can get a disease from a plant. We can get animal disease from animals. Another thing that will make us sick, our own body disintegrating. We have wounds that cannot heal. We have ulcers, bed sores that won't heal. Toxic acid, toxic chemicals and pharmaceutical drugs and pesticides, man-made poison, herbicide, insecticide, all these different things. So I just name about 21, 25 different things that will make a person sick. These are different products of diseases, and that's what they do. So on that list was vaccine, and that's how I want to introduce vaccine. So when we talk about vaccine, especially during the time that we're in, and we're in this, what they call a pandemic, a pandemic, that's what they're calling it. But here's the thing about vaccine. And vaccination has become so contentious in our society, in our community today. There's two sides. People are polarized over vaccine. And this is not good. So we need clarity. And hopefully tonight we can get some clarity. What is a vaccine? What is it? And what is it intended to do? A vaccine is a piece of man-made genetic material, and it is called, this particular one is called artificial mRNA. So let's stop right there for a moment. Where did they get the idea from mRNA? Where does that idea come from? That idea came from our own body. Our cells have a nucleus in the center of our cell, except the red blood cell. Our cells have nucleus in the center, except the red blood cell. Inside the nucleus of the cell, we will find these items, these structures, the DNA, the genes, the DNA, and the chromosome. Outside the cell, we will have the RNA. These are cellular organelles. Outside the nucleus, we have the RNA. And there are three of them. Three RNA. One goes into the nucleus, and this is called the messenger RNA. This takes place within inside of us all the time. All the time. In order for our body to produce body essential and brain essential to keep us healthy, this is going on 24/7 inside of us all the time. The messenger RNA responsibility is to go inside the nucleus and retrieve the blueprint from the DNA. What's the blueprint? The blueprint are the instruction for the cell to carry out in order to keep us healthy, to keep us on balance, to keep us on homeostasis, to keep us in rhythm with the rhythm of the universe. That's what is going inside the nucleus to retrieve. But if our DNA is fragmented, is breaking off and fragmented because it is compromised based on what we've been eating, the messenger RNA will not receive the blueprint. It will not get those set of instruction. The cell will be idle if it does not have the instruction. If everything is working like it's supposed to work, the messenger RNA will leave the nucleus with the blueprint that it received from the DNA, and the DNA received it from the gene. So everything has to be correct in the gene, on the chromosome. The genes are housed on the chromosome. All of these things are in a very tiny, 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 tiny space inside the nucleus of the cell, and the cell is so tiny we cannot even see them. You know we can't see the nucleus for our own eyes. And then we talk about structures that's housed inside the nucleus. The creator that created us perfect. It is us, we, who do not understand how these things work and function. And this is one of the purposes of this program, to share with us how these things operate in order to keep us healthy on a paradigm of normalcy. Because if we're not normal, we'll be breaking the universal laws. And we're going to go over those universal laws tonight just to share them with us. So we'll be more and more and more familiar with them. Because every time we break these laws, there is a price to pay. So the messenger RNA leaves the nucleus with the blueprint if everything is like it's supposed to be. And he passes off that blueprint to the transfer RNA. There's three RNAs, not just one, not just a messenger. This is part of the job. This is how we have, Allah has created, the Almighty has created and established things. So the messenger RNA passes off to the transfer RNA, and the transfer RNA would be passing off to the RNA that's going to do most of the work. And that RNA is called ribosomal RNA that does the work. It produces all our body essentials and our brain essentials. It is so many of them, we cannot name them. They don't have names. So we call them brain essentials and body essentials. They have to be produced every single day. The first thing the cell would produce would be enzymes. Enzyme, and there are two enzymes that help the cells to divide. Boy, I shared with you earlier, if the cells do not divide, they cannot produce brain essential and body essential. They can't produce hormones. They won't produce neurons. They won't produce anything. So the first thing the cell must produce is the enzyme for the cells to divide. Isn't that amazing? These enzymes are called kinase and cyclin. Those are the two enzymes that enable our cell to go through a process of cell division. This is what's taking place. So all this is supposed to take place naturally if you haven't been consuming the things that we just went over. 21, 25 different things we talked about first that make a person sick. Those are the things that compromises our cell. If they compromise our cell, they will compromise our DNA, our genes, and our chromosome. And then no blueprint will be passed on. Until the correction is made, they have to be corrected. They have to be repaired. The DNA has to be repaired, keep them from breaking off, being fragmented. The RNA will not receive the blueprint. The genes have to be repaired, the chromosome. All these things have to be repaired first. So we have to know about the antagonist to the cell. So we will be able to be on the paradigm of normalcy and be healthy naturally. Then there wouldn't be a need for a vaccine. So I wanted to share in further detail about the messenger RNA. And this messenger RNA that's in the vaccine, of course, will produce in the laboratory. The real problem that the vaccinated person will have to deal with for the rest of their life are the vaccine adjuvant, those things that's in the vaccine, that preservatives, and other things that's in there that we don't even know what's in there because we're not privy to the information. And they're private information, private. So we don't know all of what's in the vaccine. So it is not so much the artificial mRNA that's going to hurt the person. It is the other things in the vaccine, the adjuvants. The adjuvant are the stimulants or the boosters, the energizer, and the preservative that spread artificial mRNA throughout the 11th system so that it can recognize its natural kind. And what would be the natural kind? The enemy that it's looking for is the coronavirus. So it can destroy it. This is how it's supposed to work, brothers and sisters. For example, the artificial coronavirus mRNA will recognize the real coronavirus that infected the person. Then it will attack it and destroy it. This is how it's supposed to work. It sounds logical, and this is what's supposed to happen. But here's what happens, though, sometimes. After a minimum of 3 years, and we hadn't gone by 3 years yet, we've had these things we're talking about happen in 3 years and happen in a few months to people. But normally it takes about 3 years. The artificial mRNA will either become weak, dysfunctional, and pathogenic, or weak and worthless. The pathogenic mRNA will cause diseases years after the vaccination. See, here's the thing, brothers and sisters. The vaccine is not supposed to make us healthier. It is not designed to make us healthier, and it will not make us healthier. It is designed to keep us out of the hospital and keep us from dying at the moment. And this is what they say. Some artificial mRNAs became worthless after 2 months. We already have experienced that. This is why people need a booster shot. Think about it, brothers and sisters. Why would they need a booster if it worked? They need a booster because it has become worthless, weakened. After 2 months, it's happening. Some people might be 6 months. Some people might be 3 years, 1 year. Who knows? I'll give you another example. Shingles is a classic example of chickenpox virus that became pathogenic after being dormant for 50 years or more in a person. It then produced enough toxin over time to cause a disease called shingles. Children do not have shingles. It is the adult that had shingles who had chickenpox. And the chickenpox virus required a long time to become extremely toxic. So the virus toxin was still in the person, even though they took a vaccine. And this is what happened. The vaccine did not remove the toxin from the person, especially if they had the virus already and they received a vaccine. It's not designed to remove the toxin. The toxin would be in the person's system for the rest of their life until they come to centimetry. Only centimeter knows how to remove the adjuvant and the virus toxin from the person. This is what keeps the person sick. those long-haul diseases that the person get after having an experience of the virus. After having a bout with the virus, they overcome the virus. They're still living, but they still have health problems. They have health problems because they still have the virus toxin that was left behind circulating in their blood. This is what's happening. After a vaccination, the artificial mRNA or influenza, coronavirus, et cetera, will keep recognizing and destroying its natural kind that it was designed to do. The problem is it will not be able to recognize other viruses. The coronavirus is not the only virus. There's many viruses, brother and sister. How are you going to protect yourself against those when this vaccine is geared to recognize one virus? And there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of viruses that will overcome our health. This is how vaccination allows all the other viruses to cause all kind of viral diseases in the person. You took a vaccine for the coronavirus. Now you come down with another virus and another virus and another virus. Therefore, vaccination has merits and demerits. It has merits and demerits, which means it has pluses and minuses, brothers and sisters. And the person who's taking the vaccine has to weigh all of this, have to weigh the plus and the minus, the risk and the benefit. Right now in our culture, in our society, the people who said they don't want a vaccine or don't want to take one, they're being demonized. That's not right. They're being demonized. And we're demonizing each other. And we don't know what's going on. And we definitely don't have enough knowledge and information. But yet and still, we're demonizing each other. You didn't take the vaccine? What's the matter with you? And then it's on both sides. Why do you take the vaccine? It should be the person's choice. Here's the thing we have to always remember, brothers and sisters. Health is an individual effort. And we've all have heard this thing about herd immunity. Herd immunity. There's no such thing of herd immunity. Health is an individual effort. My health is not predicated on your health. It is what I do. It is my decision making that will call me to activate a disease in me. It is what I do. Now they got us thinking each one of us decision affect the other person's health. That is not true. Health is an individual effort. It's not even a family effort. Because we got family who want to do this and want to do that, and other family want to try to be healthy. Health is an individual effort, an effort that we have to make every single day. Today you can have health, and tomorrow you have sickness and disease. All you have to do is go into the wrong building or ride in the wrong car or go into the wrong home or breathe some foul air, contaminated air, filled with toxins. No fault of your own, and you could be knocked off your feet and never to regain your health again, even though you were healthy before then. Health is a day-by-day effort. You don't just have health, and then that's it. You can be healthy one moment. How long are you going to be healthy? No one knows. Another thing, brothers and sisters, health is not guaranteed to anyone. The Almighty is in control. There are cures for every disease. There are cures for every disease. But there's no cure for death. Death will find all of us. There is an appointment that we all have, and it's with death. There's no place to run, and there's no place to hide. So we shouldn't fear death. If a person can make you feel death and make you want to enjoy safety, they can take advantage of you. They can take advantage of us. This is what we must know. Health is an individual effort. Each one of us have to make that effort. Don't be fooled, brother and sister. Don't be fooled. You're getting the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So vaccine has merits and demerits, pluses and minuses, risks and benefits. Each individual must weigh them. It is good that the vaccine is able to target a virus that is causing a pandemic or epidemic. This will save lives. This is excellent. Unfortunately, it is bad because it makes the vaccinated person vulnerable to countless other viruses because your immune system would be jeopardized. The Almighty has blessed us with an immune system. We have an immune system for a reason, to protect us from microbes, those things that you cannot see that we spoke about earlier. Our immune system. If you support your immune system and keep your immune system robust, you will never have to worry about a virus. I repeat, if you support your immune system and keep it robust, your immune system will protect us on planet Earth. We were created to be on planet Earth. It will protect us. Because we were created to be here. The Creator didn't leave anything out. He equipped us with all of the provision to live on planet Earth. But we have to figure things out. We have to figure out our own body. This has been the problem all along. We must educate ourselves about our own body. The Almighty has placed everything in our body to cure every disease. It's already inside of us. We just do not understand how these things work. This is what cytometry is all about. It empowers the person to be in control of their life, their health, their well-being. There are things that we can do to support and boost our immune system. And that's what we'd like to be sharing tonight. But we want to talk about the vaccine first. And just to give you some more example, unfortunately, it is bad because the vaccinated person would be vulnerable to countless other viruses, one like HPV, human papillomavirus, which also causes warts, fig warts, abnormal pap smears, and cervical cancer. Of course, they have a vaccine for that, too. And there are a few other vaccines that a person can get. But they still don't mount up to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of viruses that's already out there that we know of. Also, targeting a specific virus with artificial mRNA makes a person vulnerable to the enteral virus that causes chronic diarrhea, or inflammation of the bowel, or influenza virus, the virus that causes jungle fever, the virus that causes hepatitis, A, B, C, D, and E, etc. What are you going to do about all of those? The smallpox virus, the polio virus, became extinct after causing mayhem for 3 million years on this planet. But the monkey virus, the hepatitis virus, the influenza virus, the rhinos virus, the herpes virus, the herpes zoster virus, coccidic virus, cytomegalovirus, infection monoglutinal virus, yellow fever virus, EB virus are still around, causing all kind of viral diseases. Viremia. They're still around. Then there are other microbes, like Clostridium, that causes tetanus. Microbes that causes typhoid. And vectors like tick that causes Rocky Mountain spotted fever and Lyme disease and more and more and more. What are we going to do? Going to have a vaccine for all of those things? I don't think so. Here's a question. Why target only 6 or 7 microbes for elimination with a vaccine and leave all the 300 different microbes to roam freely in the person to call all kind of infectious diseases? This is exactly what the lopsided immunization program is doing. Because your immune system will be compromised. What are you going to do about the other viruses? The other microbes that will be attacking you? What are you going to do? You have no choice, brothers and sisters, but have a robust immune system that produces ferocious T cells and B cells and interferon to fight any, and I say again, any virus. Don't make any difference what it is. Doesn't make any difference what it is. This is what we should do. This is focusing on our health, not neglecting ourselves, not ignoring ourselves, but giving ourselves what they need. And this is how we fight the battle, give ourselves what they need, and they will restore our health. They can cure every disease. That's why we have the 11th system. They're able to keep us in homeostasis. Because here's the thing, brothers and sisters. Whenever a person has a disease, that means they have growth factor for the virus. And this is another thing that the scientists, so-called scientists, have not shared with us. Every virus has a growth factor. Every virus has a growth factor. What do we mean, growth factor, brother and sister? Growth factors are food for the virus. Have you heard anyone share with you, other than symptometry, about the growth factor of the coronavirus? What food is this virus looking for in the person? For if the person do not have the growth factor, the virus would not attack you. It would not attack me. I know how to keep the growth factor out of my system. You can do the same thing. And we would deal with the virus naturally. If we do not have the growth factor for the virus would not attack us. The virus is just doing what viruses do. They find the growth factors in the person that is free food. That's just like passing out free food. If someone made an announcement and said that would be free food tomorrow at the International Park at 12 p.m., you would see cars lining up at the International Park to collect the free food. This is the same way the virus operates. If you have free food, growth factor in your body, because you do not know how to keep yourself healthy and your body is out of balance. No one ever told you if your body is out of balance, somewhere inside of you, there's a growth factor for a microbe to feed on you. This is exactly what happened, brothers and sisters, and this virus, coronavirus, is no different. So what is the growth factor for the coronavirus, the food that it's looking for? That's the million-dollar question. And I bet there's no one on the phone, no, unless I told them already. I'd be willing to bet. And nobody has shared with you the growth factor for the virus. Every virus has a growth factor. Every microbe has food that it loves to eat. That's why it's attracted to you. So tonight, you're going to learn what the growth factor for the coronavirus is. And I'm going to share with you how to avoid it. There's a substance, a product called carbonic acid. What is carbonic acid? Carbonic acid is a combination of carbon dioxide plus water. Matter of fact, we have carbonic acid circulating in our blood. Every human being has carbonic acid circulating in their blood. Carbon dioxide and water. We're 94% water, 6% nutrients. So we have water in us. And we have carbon dioxide in us. So it, as our blood circulates back to our heart, it goes through the lung. And at the lung, there's a gas exchange that takes place. Gas exchange takes place in the lungs. That's why the lungs are compromised when you're attacked by the coronavirus. It is not dumb. It is very smart and intelligent. Who taught it to do it? Think about that. Who taught it? Who taught ourselves how to protect us? Same one. Believe it or not. So this is what's supposed to happen. The carbon dioxide transfer out of our body, and we breathe it out. We breathe out carbon dioxide. That's where the gas exchange takes place. And then our blood is reoxygenated. The oxygen on the hemoglobin is transferred into the cells. That's the one that needs oxygen. Our cells need the oxygen. It is carried by hemoglobin. This is why every cell of our body has a nucleus except the red blood cell, because it needs more space in the center there to carry the oxygen. Brother and sister, if you have concretion, gouty deposit, cholesterol deposit, fat globules all over the place, and you have underlying diseases already, the gas exchange would not take place. Then you have excess growth factor inside of you. If you have concretion, blockages, particles, waste that you can't remove because you don't know how, and your doctor don't know how, these things would be blocking the transfer of that gas exchange. We will build up excess carbon dioxide in our system, producing carbonic acid. And then it is some of the food that we're eating. We eat ice. What is ice? Frozen water. Once the water is frozen, it's not water anymore. It is carbonic acid. It is carbon dioxide that makes things freeze, that make things cold. So you put water in the freezer, and it's turned into a solid. It is not water anymore. You change the molecular structure. It is now carbonic acid, or carbon dioxide plus water, which is the growth factor for the coronavirus. You drink carbonated sodas. You drink carbonated waters. Carbon dioxide plus water is carbonic acid. You eat ice cream. You eat chocolate. You cook food with olive oil. Olive oil has twice as much saturated fat as canola oil. You should use the oil with the least amount of saturated fat. The least amount. And we should cook our food with polyunsaturated oil. All of these things will compromise our immune system, brothers and sisters. This is what happens. It will compromise our immune system. And then we will be in trouble. So we'll compromise our immune system by the food that we choose to eat. I'm going to name a few more things that we're eating that will compromise our immune system and that will cause blockage and excess carbon dioxide in our system, producing carbonic acid excess that will cause the virus to attack us, because that's what it's looking for. That's the food it loves to eat on.
Amen, Brother Shadeep. Before you go any further, we're going to take a quick breather. And that breather would be giving everybody an opportunity to digest what you just said to us and get a have an opportunity to raise your hand, push one on your phone. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to do that now. You listen to the Science of Health in You, and it's important that you understand the information that's being presented to you. And I know it's hard to digest a lot of what he's saying because it's new. And every time something is new, it always triggers you. So we want to make sure we get some of our triggers taken care of here. So if anyone on the line, push one and to ask a question or make a comment in regards to what's taking place, because I can't write anymore. I used up two pieces of paper already. So I need a quick break to digest. I just want to make sure that everybody understands you on IWDM Radio, the Science of Health in You. The program is designed to provide you with the tools and resources that you need for healthy and optimal health. I can say this for a fact, since no one else has their hand raised right now, that the information that you're providing has been utilized in my family, in my own personal life. And I can witness the fact that the information that's being shared tonight is definitely important. And, you know, before you really get started again, I think some new people have come on the phone. And if you could just share with them symptometry, what it consists of. And see, you're talking the type of language tonight that it's an intelligence taking place in our lives that we don't even know the intelligence. You know, you have a virus who's looking for someone who's not taking care of themselves. So when they attack you, they're looking for exactly what you're talking about. Those things that you're doing wrong to yourself is the attraction. So can you just share with us a little bit more about symptometry itself and what it means when you start talking about the cell? We're not going to get into the matrix tonight, but that's a subject matter for a different time. And you'll probably
that's a whole topic
just to talk about that. But when you start talking about your eyes, your skin, your throat, your brain, your lungs, your liver, your kidneys, we don't even pay attention to what's happening within us. And as you said last week, everything that happens, the disease that happens always on the inside before it comes out on the outside, you recognize that something was wrong. So prayerfully and hopefully someone on the phone has heard something that maybe triggered them. You may have a question about the blueprints that he's talking about the atomic intelligence that he's talking about. So if you could just get with the symptometry piece and talk about the cells, how many cells, the different types of cells, and even cells in plants and animals. You know, it has a lot to do with our disposition and our ability. So I look forward to continuing this conversation. For those of you who have a question, maybe you just want to take some time out to pick up the telephone and call a friend or a neighbor or a relative. It is so important that you grasp this information, because at some point in time, you have to take care of yourself. But the most important thing, if you have children, grandchildren, family members, don't you think they need to know what they don't know? And we all have to make this one statement to ourselves. We don't even know that we don't know. And that is deadly thought. That is a deadly thought, to know that someone is sharing with you something that you have no clue about, and yet you won't raise your hand to find out a little bit more about how to take care of yourself. I'm not trying to force anybody to push one, but guess what? This is your life. It's your responsibility. Nobody's responsible for you but you. And so I just wanted to say that real quick, but for those who just come on the line, you're listening to IWDM Radio, the Science of Health in You, and we have Abdul Shaheed, who is a symptometry coach, and he's going to share with us a little opening on what that is, talk about the cells and the cell types, and then I want you to go into the information that you was preparing to share with us. We're talking about vaccines. We're talking about COVID-19. And a lot of people have so much disinformation and misinformation about those two things. And what you just shared with us today, my good brother, we just thank God for you that you've done the research. Symptometry has done the research to provide for us that which we need to sustain our lives. I don't want to go into this time, but I sure don't want to misuse and abuse what I do have. And the knowledge that you provide today, it helps us get through those weak moments, those times where we really need to understand that it's required that we have knowledge and wisdom. So with that, Since no one has their hand raised at this moment, I guess you can continue with the symptometry and the cell piece, and then we can go ahead and continue the conversation. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Rashid. Hopefully some people have enough nerve to ask the question. There's no dumb question. And if you need to know something, the only way you need to know it is just to ask the question. Because Brother Rashid is absolutely correct. We have to take charge of our own health. We are the responsible party. We have been gifted with this body, and it's our responsibility to learn and to know how to take care of it. We are going to be held accountable, brother and sister. Believe it or not, our own body will speak against us or for us. So we are the one that has to become knowledgeable. So symptometry, it is not alternative medicine. Believe it or not, most people think it's alternative medicine. That's no alternative medicine. This is how the Almighty has created us and created the universe. We have to remain in harmony with the universe. Anytime we are out of kilter with the rhythm of the universe, we will have symptoms and disease. That is scientific facts. So symptometry is the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cell. It is neither allopathic medicine nor alternative medicine. Basically, it is not medicine at all. It is just how our body operates. And Dr. Maxwell Naughty, he was on his journey to save his own life. And because he wanted to save his own life and he knew where to look, he was guided by that. He was guided. The doctor, the allopathic medicine, gave up on him. He was the sickest person in his family. Now today he is disease-free, has no disease in his body. Disease-free. In order to be optimal healthy, brothers and sisters, you first have to become disease-free. Because disease would be a distraction in our body. It's a distraction. That's what a disease is. We should have no disease in our body. We should be able to live on planet Earth with no disease. Because a disease would be a hindrance for us. And we see how much of a hindrance it is when we have several diseases because the microbes are coming to eat on us. This is what happened naturally, brothers and sisters. The microbes are feeding on us naturally. So Dr. Norton invented symptometry. He was a linguist. He studied the languages. He was a translator. But in order to save his life, he became a doctor of natural health. He became a doctor of homeopathic. And he studied all of the 17 different disciplines of science. He studied all of them. Biology, microbiology, chemistry, physics. He studied all of the physics. He studied quantum physics, classical physics, atomic physics, nuclear physics. He studied all of them. He studied nutrition. He studied environmental science. His family go back thousands of years as herbalists. And that's what his family did, where he's from. They were known herbalists. So he studied that. But he found out herbs do not cure diseases. They treat the symptoms, just like allopathic medicine. They treat symptoms. Symptom is not the disease. This is what he found out. Symptom is an indication that our body is out of order, is out of balance. That's what the symptoms are. And he figured out that symptoms is a language, and he was able to decipher the language of symptoms. The symptom would point or train symptometry to the source of the disease. That's what the symptom would do. So you have a consultation with a trained symptometry, and once you share your symptom with him or with her, it points him or her in the direction to the product that produced your disease. So if you treat symptoms, your disease will remain and it will become more and more chronic, compromising the person's health further. The symptom is not the disease. It's an indication that the person's body is out of balance, and we must achieve homeostasis again. And this is what symptomology is all about, how to achieve homeostasis. All other therapeutics, you name them, allopathic medicine, surgery, they prescribe drugs and do surgery, acupuncture, chiropractic, aromatherapy, reflexology, herbology. All of these therapeutics, they deal with symptoms. It is symptomology that goes to the root. Matter of fact, the therapeutic is called root cause therapeutics. All that terminology and phrases are invention of Dr. Maxwell Norton. He uses correlation diagnostic during his consultation. What is correlation diagnostic? It's better than any fancy, shiny machine. How can a machine be more intelligent than a human being? But man is relying on machines to tell him what's wrong with you. Man is relying on a machine to do your diagnosis. That machine is not equal to the brain of a human being created by the Almighty. So symptometry uses correlation diagnostics, which is the sum total of the person, all of the person's experiences and his knowledge base in questioning the subject. And he will go through this, the root cause of the person's symptom and treat them and reverse them with what I'm getting ready to tell you. They're called particulates, which are subatomic particles, brothers and sisters. Subatomic particles. Why subatomic particle? Because everything in the creation was made, produced by the atom. The Almighty created the atom, and the atom created everything we see in the universe, including human beings. Subatomic particle. Protons, electrons, neutrons, positrons. Surely, just think about this for a moment, brother and sister. Surely, if you can take these atomic particles to produce an atomic bomb, surely you can take all of that energy to remove poison, toxic, concretion, gout deposit, cholesterol deposit, gout from a person's cells. From a person's cells. So the cell now is restored, the DNA is repaired, the genes repaired, the chromosome repaired, back like new again. And the person enforces scientific eating and scientific living, because this planet we're living on has a lot of minefields and booger traps. You have to be trained how to navigate this place. You have to be taught how to navigate planet Earth. We take so much for granted. And symptomology is making us aware of all of these things we've been taking for granted for thousands and thousands of years. Matter of fact, over 200,000 years since Homo sapiens have been on the planet. 3 million years ago, Homo erectus. But Homo sapiens, 200,000 years ago. Brother and sister, this therapeutic science, root cause therapeutic cause symptometry, is mankind's final frontier to get it correct. We have been making mistakes for millennia, and the food we've been selecting to eat has been killing us. Maybe no one have shared that with you before, but this is a scientific fact. The food that we select to eat is killing us. So Dr. Maxwell Naughty invented scientific eating and scientific living on this planet. If you want to be healthy, you have to learn about it. If you want to be empowered with the knowledge of health, because no one else is teaching health, they're not doing it. They're teaching how to take charge of your symptoms, how to treat symptoms, and you die with your disease. Brothers and sisters, we have an opportunity to learn about our own body and become disease-free, step by step by step. This is what I chose to do. This is what Dr. Maxwell Naughty chose to do.
He chose his journey to save his life.
I'm sorry?
We do have a hand raised. So go ahead and finish your point, and I'll bring that person in. Go ahead.
So Dr. Naughty established symptometry to save his life. He wasn't trying to make money. He wasn't trying to be famous. He was simply trying to save his life. So he went back to school. And he started studying food. Like I said, he became a master of all the different sciences. A master. He's a master. You understand what I'm saying? He didn't just take the class. The man became a master nutritionist. And he wrote the book on it, The Downside of Nutrition. We've all heard the upside, but that's a downside to nutrition. And he wrote a book on it, The Downside of Nutrition. The food that we love to eat that's killing us is in that book, many of them. And he talks about the health disruptors in the food. See, all food have health disruptors on planet Earth. And there's no perfect food on planet Earth for us to eat. So now you must use science to select the food. Otherwise, you will be sick and compromised. And then the microbes are coming to eat on you. Because Dr. Naughty teaches a form of physics, and that concept is there in this form of physics is called emptiness. Emptiness does not exist. That means the Almighty created the space, and he created something for all of the space. If that's something that's created to be in that space, if it's not there, something negative would be created to take the place of it. And this is what happened in our body. If our cells are unable to produce body and brain essential, there could be no emptiness. That's the first principle of quantum physics. And if it's not there where it's supposed to be, our own body will create something to take the place of the body and brain essential. This is how a person have neurofibrillary plaque in his brain. Because he's not producing the neurochemical and the neurotransmitter and neurons like he should. And since they are not there, something else must be created to take their place. And it's not going to be good for the person. And this is throughout our body. This is throughout the body. And this is what happens. So Dr. Naughty established a school called the American School of Symptometry to teach people who are interested about their own body and about health and disease and how to become disease-free. Use the particulates and molecules. Particulates are subatomic particles to remove the poison, the toxin, all those health disruptors that we mentioned earlier. And the molecules are dehydrated nutrients, natural dehydrated nutrient to nourish our cells. They also are lipid nutrient to help us to produce good cholesterol, HDL. Very, very important when it comes to our health. And you will find out more about that if you continue to come to these episodes of our program, The Science, Health, and You. We're going to lay the foundation, God willing, to optimal health, what it takes to be optimally healthy, and how to reverse our diseases to become disease-free. This is briefly what phlebotomist is all about. Dr. Maxwell Norton has been curing people from all kinds of diseases for the past 30 years, and he set up a school called the American School of Phlebotomy, in which I'm a doctoral student at the American School of Phlebotomy. I had to go back to school all over again and get a bachelor's degree in cellular health, health of the cell. I have a bachelor's degree to deal with the health of the cell. Don't you think that would be something important a human being needs to know about? The health of our cell dictates my health. If the cells are healthy, we would be healthy, brothers and sisters. If the cells are sick and compromised, we would be sick. That's the relationship. Believe it or not.
No, it is not. Let's take this call.
Yes, sir.
Dr. Shaheed, welcome to the Science of Health and You. Those of you who just got on the line, it's important that if you have a question, please raise your hand. Push one on your phone, and we'll be able to entertain your call. So we got a call from 314-833. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Yes, assalamu alaikum to you, Rashid.
Well, assalamu. Imam Mark Shaheed, how you doing tonight?
Fine, I'm doing fine, alhamdulillah. I want to say alhamdulillah that the praise and thanks belongs to Allah first and foremost always. And first, all I want to commend you for the excellent, very substantive, valuable presentation in regard to scintometry.
Alhamdulillah, thank you very much, Brother Imam.
Yes, alhamdulillah. And, I want to ask a question here. Because I think this is such valuable information, eye-opening, if you will, no pun intended in regards to myself. But when you're talking about here, and I'm asking this question in regards to the cells itself, in terms of what is sometimes classified as dead cells, irreparable cells, in the body, and you mentioned particulars, and I just heard you mention in terms of molecules,
mm-hmm.
In terms of the effect that they can and will have on these various cells. So are you in essence saying that it doesn't matter whatever the disease or the dis-ease that a person may have in their body, anywhere from head to toe, that there are particulars, molecules, that cells, that have blockage, maybe say even blood flow or what, to different parts of the body, that they can eradicate or eliminate those problems and issues that people may have. That's my question to you, Imam Dr. Abdul Shaheed. And thank you. I want to say
excellent.
Thank you so much for the substantive information. It's very valuable. I want to commend you on providing that valuable information. So that's my question.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. That is an excellent question, and we certainly appreciate the remarks you had to say. We appreciate them. I've shared with people, Imam Mark Shaheed, I've shared with people from what I've been able to learn from scintometry thus far.
Mm-hmm.
Every disease is curable. Every single disease is curable. And here's what I'd like to also add to that, to say at this moment, that knowledge is vast. Knowledge is vast, and no man has the authority on all of the knowledge. It is the Almighty himself the authority on knowledge. So what I'm saying in essence It is our responsibility to look for the answers. The human being were put here to solve problems. The human being were put here on planet Earth to solve problems, to be the best of problem solver. In order to become the best of problem solver, our brain must be optimized. If our brain has to be utilized to keep the person on life support, because our brain will shut down various systems to keep the person alive. It will stop blood flow, blood circulation in certain part of our body to keep the person alive. Our brain will do whatever it can do to keep the person alive. So scintigraphy, and Dr. Maxwell Norton, in the effort to save his life, he has one of the problems he had was cirrhosis of the liver. And the liver is a very, 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 very important organ. If your liver is compromised, so much of your body would be compromised. Every part of our body, every other organ in our body benefit from a healthy liver. The liver is the place that produces the raw material for the cell. That's what the liver is doing. So the cells need all of that raw material to produce the body and brain, etc. So if the cell, if the liver is not able to produce tyrosine from the meat that we're eating, the hemp iron meat that we're eating, the brain would not have tyrosine to produce acetylcholine for clarity, for concentration, for focus. It won't have it. Our liver produces raw material for all of the organs to produce the brain and body essential. And whenever there is a disruption or a blockage or health disruptors that we've eaten and we drink in the water or in the beverages, is all about removing the blockages, because these health disruptors would be circulated in our blood. They are the poison, the toxic, the heavy metal that we're getting from the food, the air, the water. These things will be blocking the cell from receiving nutrients. If the cell do not receive the raw material or the nutrients, they cannot produce the body and brain essential. If the cells are unable to produce the body and brain essential, there will be an emptiness there, and there cannot be emptiness in our body anywhere. If there is emptiness, something's supposed to be in that space and is not there, our own body will create concretion to take up the slack. Things must be balanced out. Pluses and minuses must equal. So our own body will create concretion, plaque, gouty deposit, calculus, stone, marble, gravel, sand, you name it, it will be in our body. It will be in our eyes, calling us to go blind. See, brother and ma'am, we have mechanisms to take care of solid waste, liquid waste, but there's no mechanism in our body to take care of particle waste, that things break down. The food that we eat must be turned back into atoms. That is a sign that we came from Adam and we're going back to atoms. We will make our transition. Every disease is curable. What we have to do is remove the hindrance to the cell, to remove the concretion that's in our blood, the poison and the toxin in our blood, so our blood can circulate at the speed of light. If our blood is moving too slow, our cell will not receive the nourishment, though it might be in the blood. It will not receive the nourishment. If the blood has negative energy in it, like stasis, this is what poisons do. They create stasis, stagnation. Our blood is not supposed to be stagnant. It's not supposed to be standing still. is there ischemia, lack of blood flow in certain part of our body. That part of our body is not going to die. The cells do not die, Imam Mark Shahid. This is what scientists have discovered.
Mm-hmm.
The cells do not die. What happened to the cells? They go under suspended animation until they get what they need. And when they get what they need, they come back to life to take care of the job. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You remove the concretion.
So you're saying this is a misnomer that the medical field has just projected to people in terms of that the cells actually die or in blockages that can never be opened up in terms of blood flow through vessels and all of this. There's no truth in that.
It's not the whole truth.
I'm asking the question just to the truth of the matter out.
Yeah, it is not the whole truth to say that the cells died. No, the cells did not die. They don't have what they need, so they go under suspended animation like they're dead. And the scientists, so-called scientists, that do not look closer or look further or do not look for a solution, they're too quick. They're too quick because they do not know how to remove the blockages, the particles, the marble, the stone, the gravel, the gouda deposit, the cholesterol deposit, the fat globules. They don't know how to remove them. So they just say, oh, the cell is dead. So we got to cut this off. We got to whack this off. We need another kidney. We need another liver. We need this and that. Every organ that is malfunctioning can be restored if it's not too late for the DNA to function. Sure, a person gets to where it's too late, where they ran out of time. Symptometry is not miracle. Only the Almighty gives miracle. The Almighty gives miracle. But that's not for the average person. The average person going to take the regular route. So what we say is, what I'm saying is this. If you have a disease, you must address it quickly. Do not wait for 30 and 40 years being on a drug. You cannot live on drugs. Drugs are for temporary to stabilize the person. Vaccine. If you do not know how to nourish your immune system or support your immune system, then I say take it. That might be the only option for you. There might not be the only option for another person who knows what to do. It would buy the person some time.
But Dr. Shaheed, my mic is still open, that would be a guarantee or assurance that a person takes the vaccine and once again gets back to the information and education that you're given in terms of that, and not even knowing the composition of the vaccine can actually produce, from my perspective, more problems than what you already have.
Yes, that's what will happen. And this is what we said earlier, that the vaccine will not make the person healthier.
I guess I'm asking here, not respecting the immune system, as we know that Allah is Rabbil Alameen, that he's the nourisher, he's the sustainer, guardian, evolver of all systems of knowledge. And most certainly, it seems to me that you're given the system of science or knowledge in regards to what the Creator has created. So I think that it has to be respected first and foremost. But when man bypasses that and think that he can produce something that is better or greater than the systems, you know, there's a composition of systems that make up the human being, and those systems have functions, and for them properly function, they got to be in accord with what God's will and plan is for those systems to how to respond, as you say, with optimum health and everything. So to disregard that, I think it's very disingenuous to say to the American populace, not only African American people, but all people, that the vaccine is actually the antidote, if you will, for any virus at all. I've been around to hear about Hong Kong flu and what's the other one?
Bird flu, swine flu, all of those
type of things. And what I saw was I saw a likeness in symptoms that if a person catch a common cold, it's going to be defined or labeled as COVID-19. So not to mention that this whole almost now going on 2 years, to me, is being very disingenuous to the American public in terms of how much that it seemed like they're really concerned with the health of the American people. I just believe that it's all about the wealth in
terms of what
people can see that are actually perpetrating this as a plan, but not as a pandemic, but a plandemic, whereas that they can get more and more money off the ignorance of the people. I just wanted to say that. I got to sign off, but I wanted to say that because I think when we start talking about COVID-19 and the vaccine, that these things obviously they have to be said. Anytime that the medical field ignore the creation, the systems, and so Allah has given us systems. There's systems outside of us. But there are systems inside of us,
and
certainly they have to be respected for their function. Allah didn't overlook or look over anything that you need. And the immune system, the respiratory system, the excretory system, all the systems that we have, they have a distinct function, and they're interrelated. And so when we don't respect those systems, and we don't nurture those systems and value those systems, then they cannot and will not serve us well. I'll just stop that and everything.
You're absolutely right, brother, ma'am. Mark, you're absolutely correct.
Thank you, Mark. You want to push one on your phone, Mark, and check it? Yeah, there we go.
And brother Rashid, I'd like to share
a couple
other things about what he was saying.
Feel free. We got 25 minutes left, so you got, I want to make sure that you're able to provide your website, provide how people can reach you, and so forth and so on. But more importantly, prepare for the next coming shows you may want to share with that. So I'm going to take these next 20 minutes, let you have those, and we'll close out within the last 5 minutes of the show. So if we go over, no problem. Just keep on going. But I just want you to have an opportunity to share with the audience how to reach you and how to get more information.
Sure. So what I was going to say in reference to what Brother Imam Mark Shahi was talking about, our body is designed perfectly. We cannot improve upon it. In every cell of our body, we have the nucleus, except the red blood cell. Housed inside that nucleus, we will find these three structures that must always be in communication with each other. The gene, the DNA, and the three RNAs. When the communication has been smashed or destroyed, this is where we have symptom and disease. The gene are incapacitated. They cannot release the blueprint to the DNA, and the DNA cannot release the blueprint to the three RNAs. This is a scientific fact. If you restore the communication, this is what must happen. Restore the communication between the gene, the DNA, and the three RNA, and the person can recover from the disease. It is those structures that facilitate cellular health. If we continue to just treat symptoms and ignore the needs of our cells, that's called cell neglect. And the person is going to die. They're going to run out of energy because that's what we are. We are energy, Imam Al-Shahid. The person, the personality, the spirit, the soul inside this body is energy. Believe it or not. And this is what happened. The disease occurred because the genes are out of alignment with the DNA, and the DNA is out of alignment with the three RNA. This amounts to communication breakdown among the three protein structures I just named. I don't care what the other people are talking about. I don't know what kind of science they're using. I know what kind of science they're using. I take that back. It's called medical science. It is not based in universal science. I'm going to give the rules that govern universal science before we get off the line. I'm just going to repeat them so you get more and more familiar with them. Every time we break these natural universal laws, there's a price to pay. Don't care who you are, there's a price to pay. So to facilitate realignment on all of the level and cure the disease, the blockage that are interfere with the multilateral communication must be removed. How to remove it? We use what we are made up of in everything else in the universe. We use subatomic particle. It is the atom that created everything we see, including humans. We are the product of atomic collision, believe it or not. It can be scientifically explained. So we use what we are made up of, atoms, subatomic particle, because it creates the electrical energy and the thermal energy to dissolve the concretion, to dissolve, it breaks the bond on the bond that holds the parts in together, tightly together. They are molecular bonds, covalent bonds, ionic bonds that holds these things together, that binds them. Everything is held together by bonds, the bonds that ties relationship with human. Same thing. Same thing. On a molecular level, same thing taking place. In order for the poison not to continue to hurt the person, those bonds must be broken when we cook our meat. Brother man, when we cook meats, it is the slow cooking, the heat, the slow heat cooking on low heat that destroys the bond on all of the chemicals in the meat, that breaks the bond on the gout deposit that's in the meat, and it also breaks the bond on all of the amino acids that our cells need from the meat. In order for them to be released to the cell, we must exercise low to medium heat in cooking to release the amino acid. It is the same thing about cooking plants food, plant vegetables. We must cook them in order to release the nutrient that housed in them. Otherwise, the nutrients are locked up by this cellulose, starch. They're locked up. They're locked down. In order to release the nutrient, we must apply tremendous heat in cooking. When man starts cooking his food, longevity took off on planet Earth. When man began to cook his food, longevity took off. Now man is learning how to cure diseases and select his food scientifically, not just chaotically eating things. Just because it looked good, smelled good, tastes good, because my religion say I should eat it, because my culture say I should eat it. No, we pay attention to see if this is going to compromise our cell or not. This is what we must do in order to facilitate the communication between the gene, the DNA, and the three RNA. When the cell has what they need, they come back to life and they carry out their job like they've been assigned. Who taught them what to do? They have atomic intelligence. The model of perfection is the atom that the Almighty created. And we are on that paradigm today, brother and sister, believe it or not. Believe it or not. This is why we're able to say every disease is curable. We just have to pay attention to the creation. We just have to know where to look. And this is what Dr. Norton did. This is what he did. So I just wanted to share that about how to restore the vitality and restore genetic, what you said, how to restore the genetic activation, to activate the gene, because this is where it all starts. The blueprint is in the gene, and it must be passed on to the DNA so it can transfer it to the messenger RNA and so on and so on and so on. So all of the cell must have the information, the structure, the instruction, rather, the blueprint to take care of us. That's what must be restored.
I mean, man, what
do you have any more
questions,
Brother Rashid?
Well, I
hope that I didn't scare them off for asking questions.
Oh, no, I don't think you scared them off. I think you have.
Maybe I answer all the questions first.
They're amazed at what you're talking about, I'm sure. But you were talking about something earlier that I just wanted you to kind of elaborate on a little bit when you started talking about the carbon dioxide and the oxygen levels. And being that we're on the education of vaccines, and we haven't really gotten into the COVID-19, but, you know, somewhat. Now, the oxygen levels and the carbon dioxide, I think, is very important, because I think I was talking to you at one time about cancer, and the cancer was the absence of oxygen. And
looking
at this wearing of the mask, I see people walking around outside driving cars, and then, you know, that inability to take in the proper oxygen that's required for the lungs to do what they need to do, and that balance that you discussed. If you could just kind of share with us a little bit, we have 15 minutes left here. Take, you know, 10 minutes to really get into, you know, what that means by us wearing that mask all the time, and the ability to take in proper oxygen and carbon dioxide inhalation, and how that affects the human body since we're still on that COVID-19 piece.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, all we have to do is just watch children. Brother Rashid, just watch children. No child want to wear a mask. You try to put a mask on them, they're going to do all kinds of things. Until after a while, they'll give in. It's the same thing about trying to force a child to eat a certain food. It's the same thing. Right away, they know what food to avoid because they are paying attention. Oh, that stuff there, it make my stomach hurt. And the parents think the child is lying. The child is not lying. They know already that they do not have the enzyme to digest what the parent wants them to eat. They already know. They have an enzyme deficit, so they get a reaction right away because they're at that point where they're able to pay attention to the signs around them and happening to them. So right away they fight from having to put on a mask because they know already instinctively that they have to breathe. And the oxygen is in the air we breathe. The oxygen is in the food that we're eating. And oxygen is also in the water that we're drinking. Isn't that amazing? In the human body, oxygen and carbon dioxide must always be in balance. It's a perfect symmetry. This is what health is all about. In the human body, oxygen and carbon dioxide must always be in balance. Take for instance, I'll give you the example of our colon. The condition for a healthy colon, two conditions. You don't have to worry about going to get a colonoscopy, none of these things. All you have to do is remember these two conditions, and you will have a healthy colon. Keep oxygen and carbon dioxide, number one, in balance. If you wear a mask, you're interfering with the natural breathing process. You're keeping something that is a waste byproduct that should be excreted from you. Carbon dioxide should be excreted. The gas exchange has already taken place in our lung, and we should be getting rid of the carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide transfer off the hemoglobin when the oxygen goes into the cell. And we breathe out the carbon dioxide. And the cells have been oxygenated off the hemoglobin. What transfers the oxygen off the hemoglobin? It is the essential fatty acid. That's why we have to have essential fatty acid, not saturated fat. Unsaturated fat has essential fatty acid and glycerol. And oil only have fatty acids, no glycerol. And there's a lot we can say about those two things, where our energy comes from. So in essence, if the person is keeping carbon dioxide up to their face and breathing it back in and rebreathing carbon dioxide, the person could have the person could become faint. The person can even pass out. The person could have vertigo. The person's immune system could be further compromised, setting them up for the coronavirus, and they already have underlying health condition. This is going to make them worse. It's going to exacerbate them because we need to breathe out the carbon dioxide, and we need to breathe in oxygen. So both ways, we've been hampered. We're being hampered both ways. Here's the thing, Brother Rashid, that people don't know. The virus is everywhere. The virus is everywhere. It's not just coming from another human being. The virus mode of transportation is dust. It's on the dust. And where is dust? Just is everywhere. It's on our computer. It's on our cell phone. It's in our pockets. It's on our steering wheel. It's on our banister at home. To prove that, during the spring season, we have pollen, and you have pollen all around inside your house. How did the pollen get inside your house from the outside? Every time you went back and forth through that door, the front door, the side door, whatever door you came in, the pollen followed you right on in, and they're on your clothes. The pollen's on your clothes. So just imagine the pollen is now the coronavirus. They're everywhere. You wash your hands, and before you get them dry, the virus is right back on them. Because here's the thing. It is these viruses and microbes that made life livable for a human being on planet Earth. Believe it or not, they were here billions of years before we got here, and they're going to be still around when we're long and gone. You cannot destroy them. So when someone says they're going to keep you safe, there's something else they're trying to tell you. No man can keep another man safe. We have to become intelligent, gain the knowledge to stay healthy and stay in balance on this earth. This is what symptomology is making us aware of. And this is how we do it. Become students of this new science, which involves scientific eating and scientific living. So we have to keep our body in balance. And we were talking about to keep a healthy colon, first requirement. Keep oxygen and carbon dioxide in balance. And what do you think the second requirement is? Brother Rashid?
Probably eating the right food, I would think.
Oh, yes, that has something to do with it. We have to eat food that keep our our colon pH in banner, pH, the pH banner. Keep the carbon dioxide and oxygen in balance, and do not change the pH of our colon one way or the other, not up, not down, not making it alkalized, over-alkalized, and not making it acidic. People eat and drink acidic foods, spicy food, that could change the pH of their colon. They can drink over-alkalized water, 9.5, 10.5, all that pH, and they change the pH of their colon. Not a good thing. So those two conditions, if you honor those two conditions, you never have to worry about colon cancer or colon rectal cancer. Because once those things are out of balance, the free radical reap havoc. And what is free radical? It's another word for inflammatory debris. That's what it is. Sometimes we call it inflammatory debris, free radical, inflammatory debris. More destruction at the tissue level, at the nanoscopic level of the cell, at the DNA and the genetic level. This is where we cure diseases. Lymphatic level, the cellular level, the DNA level, and the genetic level of the cell. All disease are curable.
All right, we have 6 minutes left, and anyone who wants to ask a question or make a comment, please press 1 on your phone. And as you were talking, I picked up an article. This is really strange to be having this subject today. It says enzymes heal macular degeneration. I know enzymes is a whole new different subject matter that's going to probably take us a long time and a continuous opportunity to share with our audience about enzymes. So, but that was something that Mark was sharing with,
that the cell must produce. First one.
Enzyme. The dark spot behind the eye, is what the macular degeneration is. But at the same article, it turns around and says, without enzymes, life will cease to exist. So we know that's another show.
Absolutely. Enzyme is paramount to cellular health.
Yes. For those of you
most people have an enzyme deficit. That is the problem. Body are not healthy. You cannot be healthy with an enzyme deficit, not having enough enzymes.
Right. Praise God. So we want to take
absolutely amazing.
We want to take an opportunity for those who have a question to raise your hand. You have a chance within the next 5 minutes to say and share or be thankful or find out what the next subject is going to be next week. I can tell you it's going to be hot. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be educational. But I will share with each and every one who's on the phone tonight. Don't take this information and not talk to someone else about it. Don't act like, someone in your family who's not sick. Because we know that almost all of our family, someone has cancer, breast cancer, cervical cancer, colon cancer, and all these particular things. Why wouldn't you want to take this life-saving information to them, share with them? If nothing else, allow them to make the decision on whether they want to take in the education or take in the information to help them save their lives. So you will be doing a disservice to your neighbor, a disservice to your friend, your family member, your children, by not sharing this pertinent information with them on how to have optimal health. So we will take this opportunity to entertain anybody who has a question. If not, we're going to have our good brother share with you some information about how you could get more information for the rest of the week on a website that provides you with different types of tools and information that will help you in your processing information. Become a student. You're going to have to become a student of yourself. I teach a class called Know Thyself, but I take the F off. And then being that we talk about, said Know Thyself. What better word we can now use to talk about the things that we need to know about when it comes to ourselves? You have to know thyself. If you don't know yourself, you're going to be damaged. You're not going to have optimal health. You're not going to be able to produce the things that's necessary, the energy levels that are necessary to be the type of person that you want to be. So, Abdul, you want to take the time out since no hands have been raised. I know we've got a boatload of questions in their brain. They're going to probably not be able to sleep tonight. So that's on you if you don't ask that question, because you won't get this back unless you go to the website or come back next Tuesday to understand a little bit more about the science of health in you. So, Brother Abdul, you want to just share that information with the listening audience?
Absolutely, absolutely. But before we do, I just want to share a couple of other things about the coronavirus.
Feel free. Feel free.
The carbon dioxide and carbonic acid, those two things is what helped the new coronavirus thrive. This is what it thrives on. Humans have carbonic acid in their blood as a waste product of normal cell activity. The carbonic acid in our blood is then converted to carbon dioxide to leave the body through our lungs. While research shows that those with underlying health issues develop the most severe cases of the COVID-19. Even healthy humans are vulnerable because healthy individuals have carbonic acid circulating in their system all the time. Isn't that amazing? All the time.
Yes.
So if we don't select our food properly, scientifically, then we will have excess carbonic acid and excess carbon dioxide in our system. This is the reason why the coronavirus is more prevalent during fall and winter than any other time, because this is the time when the atmosphere is filled with carbon dioxide. The atmosphere during this season is filled with carbon dioxide at more time, more amount than at any other time. So you can draw your conclusion why there will be an active time for the coronavirus.
With that statement, we're going to have to continue this next week. Because actually,
yes,
right now,
we're
in that particular part. We're in that part of the season, and we should basically kind of share a little bit more, because you can't do this in a short period of time. This is intense. And so I want to let the radio audience know that you have an opportunity to come back next week. You have an opportunity to share with your relatives and friends and bring them back so we can do more detailed work on this particular effort. And why don't you take the time out to show them how to get to the website,
maybe give out your
phone number, and we'll close out from there. And Mark Shaheed, I want you to stay on the line. I want you to close out with the continuing education information on IWDM Radio. And I'll unmute your mic as soon as Dr. Shaheed finishes.
Well, if you have a question, if you didn't want to ask your question in public, you have a question for me in private, feel free to call us at 678-572-7269. That number again is 678-572-7269. 678-572-7269. Feel free to call us. If you want to contact us through email, our email is ashaheed2@gmail.com. ashaheed2@gmail.com. And Shaheed is spelled S-H-A-H-E-E-D. And there's a website that the American School of Symptometry has. And you can go there to that website, and you might find some of your own disease and symptoms posted right there, to get a better understanding of what you have to deal with. Please go to this website. Visit this website often. Dr. Nord is always posting information that can help save our lives and help direct us to a solution to our problem. All diseases are curable, every single one. So this website is amsos.org. AMSOS.org. You'll find a host of information there about symptometry. Dr. Nordic Bio is there, and how to become a student at the school, at the American School of Symptometry. Get on this journey to learn the science of health and you. We have a school now we can enroll and go to and get verifiable scientific information. Research is absolutely amazing, Brother Rashid. The research that symptometry is doing, the discovery that Dr. Maxwell Nardi is making, is absolutely amazing. And the invention over 45 inventions already that are cataloged and filed at the Library of Congress of the American Student Centometry and Dr. Maxwell Norton at this point. More discovery, and we can have students to enroll in this school to make more discovery. Make more discovery. So I think I said everything we need to say. We just like to say, Brother Rashid, we have enjoyed our program tonight, and we look forward to coming back next week and speak more about the coronavirus and how to protect yourself, the foods that we need to avoid to protect ourselves. And then we're going to talk a little bit more about where viruses come from. Where do they come from? No one has really shared any light on how viruses get here. They think that somebody made it in the laboratory and all this kind of foolishness. So we're going to explain where viruses come from. And we're going to also explain what in our cells that can protect us from the coronavirus. Enzyme, back again to enzyme, dehydrogenase. Come back and learn about dehydrogenase, another enzyme to disrupt the activity of the virus if he happens to attack you.
He's
going to commit suicide if he comes into contact with this enzyme. Isn't that amazing?
I have four of my family members who took that advice and they came out all right. So I agree with you 100%. So, you know, it's the beautiful part about this show. It talks about the human body and how to fine-tune this engine called the human body. And it's so important that we understand that we are responsible, and we need to know about raw foods. We need to know about the systemic way that we're going to have to begin to eat and mineral depletion in our bodies and so forth and so on. So once again, my good brother, I want to thank you for sharing with us and taking the time out of your busy schedule to provide information regarding the science of healthy you. So with that, we'd like to say assalamu alaikum to you. And Mark Shaheed, I want you to share with us the upcoming shows, if you don't mind, on IWDM. And we'll close out after Mark completes his message to us. Mark, help us out.
Yes.
It's an interactive show.
Can I be heard?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
it's an interactive show, my good brother.
Okay. First of all, I want to say alhamdulillah. Praise and thanks belongs to Allah for excellent production here, the second production to this new production here on IWDM Radio, The Science of Your Health and You. And with Rashid Salam and Imam Dr. Abdul Shaheed. We do encourage you to come back tomorrow for one of our sister learning labs, which is the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. That's heard each and every Wednesday night here on IWDM Radio, beginning at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time, with Dr. Patricia Slaudin and yours truly, Mark Shaheed, as we review the 21 indispensable essential qualities of a leader. So you don't want to miss that. Bring your pen and pad with you and make sure you invite somebody else to attend and get this valuable information. After that, tomorrow, the MGM Roundtable, that's the Muslim Global Message Roundtable, we'll be following that. And tomorrow we'll take on a topic, and we'll have a very distinguished, esteemed panel that will include Rashid Salam, also Imam Michael Mikhail Sahir, also Dr. Patricia Slaudin, and we also looking to get a confirmation from Dr. Jamal Rashid, part of that panel. And the topic is in question form. And that question is, what is the most thankful thing that you can recall as a conscious Muslim? What is the most thankful thing since you've been a conscious Muslim? So it should be interesting commentary in regards to that, and then we do invite you to also tune in and press 1 to express or articulate the most thankful thing from your perspective, your personal perspective, since you've been a conscious Muslim. And that'd be 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Coast time. This Thursday being Thanksgiving on the national calendar, the Gregorian calendar, we will not have the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. We want everybody to have the opportunity to enjoy their family and friends. So I don't broadcast on national holidays such as Thanksgiving. So it will be returning 1 week from tomorrow, and that is with Quran Shakir and yours truly, Mark Shaheed. That is the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab here on IWDM Radio. And then we also want to let you know that you can always tune in for Salatul Jummah with our very distinguished, esteemed Imam, Imam Michael Mikhail Sayer, longtime resident Imam of Anur Islamic Center there in Indianapolis, Indiana. I've asked that you tune in. And the Salatul Jummah begins there in Indianapolis at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 1 p.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time for Salatul Jummah with Imam Mikhail Sayer. And also the longest-standing production that we have here on IWDM Radio is Words Make People. Once again, the very distinguished, esteemed Michael Mikhail Sayer hosts that show with his co-host, Imam Ayman, there out in California. And that's every Sunday afternoon, I should say, and that begins at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, high noon Central Standard Time, and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. And so you know that each and every Tuesday, this is a new production here on IWDM Radio. And make sure you let your friends, family, neighbors, associates, community members to know about the science of your health and you. This is some valuable information that can be a game changer, as we like to say, in your life, where you can, as Dr. Shaheed said, you can have optimum health by knowing and understanding and recognizing your body right down to the cell. So please, that happens each and every Tuesday right here on IWDM Radio, and that begins at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. So with that being said, Rashid Salam, that is the lineup for IWDM Radio. We do want them to support the time to be grateful. Ask them to go to the website there, get the information, register, and let's support. This is a major fundraiser for the Muslim Journal. So please, let's make sure that we show our support. If we cannot register, sponsor somebody, or make a donation, because the Muslim Journal is the lifeblood of our community. Thank you so much, Rashid Salam. Excellent job. And thank you, Imam Abdul Shaheed. Excellent job.
Thank you.
May Allah
thank you.
Bless all of us richly. Yeah. Assalamu alaikum.
Well,
if they can't say we don't have commercials, okay? So we have opportunity to share. We just make sure we don't interrupt the power that this show brings. And we thank you again. And I look forward to talking to you all next week. So I'll leave you with the way we came to you, and the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum.